Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and thank you for listening to Real Talk Radio at Real Talk 150 at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Marisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show today. This is a new show. Of course, I know some of you all who have listened to me years ago on Christian Talk Radio. This is not Christian Talk Radio anymore. I've changed the name because I changed the format. So instead of Christian Talk Radio, of course we'll still talk about the Bible. Of course we'll still talk about the Word of God because that's what I am about. But there's other things that I need to talk about too. So I changed the format. Therefore, I changed the name of the show to Real Talk 150. So if you're following me, follow me at Real Talk 150 at blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk Radio is where I started from. For you all that don't know me, my name is Marisha Roberts. I am your host of Christian Talk Radio, but now it is Real Talk Radio 150. So you can follow me at Blog Talk Radio under Real Talk Radio 150. So good morning, my listeners. Well, it's been a long time. I have not been on radio in about 2 years, and it's been a long time. But, you know, Father God works in mysterious ways. His ways, we will never know his ways because the Bible says that his ways are so much higher than our ways, and his thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. So we never know what he's doing. We never know when he's doing, and we never know why he does what he does. But we always know this thing, we always know that we are his children. We're his children. He knows all of us by name. He knows all of us by the hairs on our head. He knows the number of hairs that you have on your head, my brothers and my sisters. So you know that he knows who you are. And sometimes we don't understand what he does or what he's doing or why we have to go through the things that we go through. We never, ever know. But that's where the trust comes in, my brothers and my sisters. The trust comes in when the not knowing, that's where the trust comes in at. Because see, the faith is believing when you don't even see it manifested yet. See, believing when you don't see it. Because, my brothers and my sisters, if you saw what Father God was doing, it would not be faith. See, the Bible says, bless those who believe and don't have to see. See, we know how we are. If we don't see it, then we don't believe it. But faith is, Father God says, faith is believing when you don't see it. See, when your situation looks bleak and you're lost and you don't know where to turn, still believe that Father God is going to take care of you. You still believe that your situation will turn around. See, because if you don't believe that he can do, that Father God can do what he says he can do, without you being able to see it first, then, my brothers and my sisters, that is wavering faith. See, that's not faith. That's wavering faith. Because you just said that you can't see it, so you don't believe it because your mind is wavering. I said your mind is wavering. So the Bible says a man that has wavering faith, he cannot be trusted. You don't never know what he's going to do, see? So you have to keep your faith in Father God from wavering. You have to believe even though you don't even see it. You don't even know how it's going to be done. You don't even know how the bill is going to get paid. You don't even know if you're going to have it. You might be out there looking for a job. You might be looking for a job. You don't even see how you're going to pay your next rent. But Father God says, he says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you know what mustard seed is, this, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, then he can move on your behalf, my brothers. Tell you what last month in my life was very hectic because I said it because I love the love of my life, the man I had been married to for 29 years. He went to be with the Lord on April the 11th of last month. And so I'm glad that April is young. I'm glad that we're in a new month. May, April was rough for me. And I had to, all the faith that I could muster up, I had to use it in the month of April, especially on April the 11th, because I lost my husband, I lost my spouse, I lost the half of my heart for 29 years, my love for 29 years I've been married to that man, and I lost him. So he went to be with the Lord. So I felt as if I said, Father God, why would you take my spouse? Why would you take him? away from me.
Yeah, somebody said you can't question God. Somebody said don't question Father God about anything. That's what some people say. I heard that through the years. But my thing is this. The Father God is big enough to make the clouds and to make the rain and to make the earth spin, that he's big enough to answer my Father God is big enough. I don't believe that we can't ask Father God a question. I don't believe that. I believe it's and he's been enough. I said he is big enough to answer every question that you want to ask. In the Bible, it says Jesus was asked questions. Jesus Christ was asked questions all the time. How do the Bible do this? How do the Bible? Jesus Christ was asked questions. Guess what? Every question they asked him, Jesus Christ, he had no problem. Now, it didn't say that you were going to like every question that, every answer that Father God gave you. It didn't say that, but you're going to like it because he will answer your question. So my question to him, getting back to my account, to him is, why did you take my husband of 29 years? Why would I need him here with me? Why did you do that? Why, you know that I'm used to him being around this house. You know that we've been married and making decisions for 29 years together. You know that he's been a good husband to me, and I've been a good wife to him. We got two grown children. Now, since you've taken him from me, I'm going to have to make decisions all alone by myself. I don't know what to do, Father God. So you don't have to tell me, shot. So in my despair, in my grief, I question Father God. And that's a lot of times when I question Father God. Took my husband with. Why'd you take him with? What am I going to do? So, Father God, then I would ask right then. Sometimes it is, but then sometimes. So he didn't answer me right at that because I was a weak man. A couple of days later, came to me. I gave it to you. I gave life. Get the second, I brought him here. Say, I bought him. I allowed two of them to be answered. Look, when I got to you, I took him away. So a good thing I did. But the biggest stuff is because God, this ain't home, my brothers and my sisters. This ain't home. Heaven is in heaven with Father God. That is your home. This is your earthly body. You're going to go away. Jay, you didn't come. Nobody to Jay's house. Nobody. All of us that are born from home, all of us that are born from a woman, we're going to leave here one day. And The thing about it, leaving this earth, is that you don't know the time, you don't know the day that Father God is going to keep you. And I guess we have it like that. But my sisters, if we knew, the Father God told us, well, you're going to leave this earth next week at so-and-so in time. We do. We try to do best as we can to get ready to leave, because we're going to leave it this time of day. We want to make sure that we've talked to everybody, we done got our food, we want to eat, we done travel here, we want to, because we get to leave at this time. But see, the thing about Father God is his obedience. He is always, he didn't tell us what day, because we're his children. He knows how we act. And we act. So he doesn't tell us what day. No one knows the day that Father God will take it. That's why he tells us to be ready at time. Get your house in order, my brothers and my sisters. I said, get your time or day that he's going to talk to you. That's what he's doing. He is doing it. Because I see death. If you are, I was trying to bring it back to you. That paramedic got there. Feeling the breath in his body when I was doing CPR. I could not feel that. The only thing that I saw is his eyes looking towards heaven. See, that's what I saw. It was a shell. His body was there, but there was a light in it because the spirit had gone. That's what that is. Our spirit is going to be there. This shell that we have, we live in. This is just what it is, a shell of a body. After the spirit goes, this just becomes. So you have to get ready, my brothers and sisters, to your heavenly home. He was on the plate. She didn't make it there. That's how death is. Death will take you at the most inconvenient time. You might be going to bed and it's on the plate. How death is, you don't ever come. My brother, my sister, death is going to come. But let me tell you something, okay? Because you know death is coming. You don't know when, you don't know where, but you know that is coming. So I'm going to have to continue to live. I said to my sister, without myself, I'm a widow. I'm a widow. I'm a widow. I'm a widow. I know that God's plan is for me for the rest of my days. I don't know what it is, but I trust him that he does have a plan for me. And this is my comfort scripture. 2 Corinthians 5 says, for we know that if our earthly town this we have a building for them, a house not made with hands. I said, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So we know if our earthly house, we can just build this house like this body. This is the true body. We know. We're sick. Honestly, designed to be closed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found. For we who are in this tent, wrong, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, giving us the Spirit as a guarantee. So, we are always, I said, we are always confident, my brothers and my sisters, knowing that while we are at home in this, we are at home. For we walk, my brothers and sisters, by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present the Lord. This is your host of Real Talk 150. I hope to be back on this data tomorrow. I don't know if I will or if I won't. That depends on the fact. But I'm going to say goodbye to God and thank you.